Welcome to a room filled with legends to lock it in this time for round 11 of the NRL Premiership. I'm joined by Pete and Sam. How are we doing, gentlemen?
Wonderful on this fine, chilly Thursday.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Should we have a quick look back in history?
Oh, yes, please.
Last time, lock it in.
And that is why the Panthers will get up this week.
Yep.
And I'm locking it in.
Yeah. I'm going based off last week's performance. I'm going the Broncos to beat the Manly Sea Eagles.
I really thought if you were ever going to take the Tigers, it'd be this week against the Cowboys.
Yeah, ooh. That's a great point.
But
I'm going to retract my... I've done a 180.
Yep.
I'm going to listen to Peter. I'm going the West Tigers to beat the Cowboys 1-12.
And I'm glad you brought that up because I'm locking in the Cowboys. We've got ourselves a lock-off on that one. The Cowboys have been in awesome form recently. So, Sam, I think you've learnt your lesson.
Let me just defend myself there for a quick second.
Mm.
I thought we weren't trying to take easy bets. The Cowboys were more of an easy bet to beat the Tigers, I feel like. So I feel like you really jumped on the bandwagon there.
Damning yourself with very faint praise there, mate.
I took the Cowboys.
Because the Cowboys are third. I thought the Tigers never had a chance.
But
yeah, no.
I just had to get a win up over you.
I like the fact that you talked him into it. Are you going to ever listen to Pete again, I think is the lesson or the question that comes out of last week's episode.
You know what? I will always back my Tigers, all right? We looked very good.
Okay, if that's the case, then I'll throw it to you for the first lock of the week. Who do you like?
I like... for last week's performance, I like the Cowboys to take on the Storm in Queensland.
I'll always back my Tigers.
That's a pretty big call. The Cowboys, despite being at home and in very good form, are outsiders. The only thing I'd say you've got to be worried about is Melbourne don't lose two games in a row very often.
Well, unlike you, Bear, I'm a risk taker. Okay. I like to test the boundaries. You know, if I'm not on the edge, I'm taking too much room.
Indeed. So he's showing us his onions. He's put them up on the desk. And he is locked in the Cowboys.
Good on you, young fella.
Thanks,
well done.
So, Pete, who are you going to go for?
Look, I'm really looking forward to the first game of the round, tonight's game, the Knights up against the Broncos.
Mm.
Anthony Milford in the six for the Knights. His first run since September last year.
Mm. Yeah.
And on the back of that, he's going to come out on fire. Go the Knights.
Locking
him in.
You're picking the Newcastle Knights to beat the Broncos.
Mm.
Yep.
It's medication time.
Are you kidding me? The Knights can't beat time with a stick. They were lucky to get past the Bulldogs last week.
They were.
And the Broncos touched up Manly 38-0. Probably should have been 380-0.
I don't mind it, though. Milford back. Tyson Frizzell's back as well.
Mm.
They're starting to get some troops back. And they've got to start to fire again. We saw how good they were in the first two rounds of the season. They've got to get back to that form. And why not start it tonight?
Okay, all right. That's truly courageous tipping on your behalf.
I know.
For my benefit, I really would like to pick Parramatta to beat Manly because I always love a Parramatta-Manly clash. That's always a lot of fun. But tomorrow night, the mystery game, otherwise known now as the Brent Naden Cup, between the West Tigers and the Bulldogs, I'm actually going to go the Bulldogs for the dead...
Oh, you're kidding me.
They call it the dead cat bounce. Once the coach is gone, the players no longer have an excuse. They can't point at the coach and go, it's all his fault. The Blue and Whites have to put it out on the field. And what better team to do it at against than the West Tigers?
And with a new coach now and Mick Potter taking over for the remainder of the season.
Well, that's only rumoured. That hasn't actually
been confirmed. Well, he's been there running him on the paddock at training.
Okay, all right.
So, I mean, didn't he used to coach...
He coached the Tigers for 2 years.
Last time he was in the NRL.
Till Robbie Farah and Benji got at him and got him out of the team.
So there you go.
So I'm locking in the Canterbury Bulldogs to defeat the West Tigers.
Well, there you go. Three of us out on a limb. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, the bow could break, that's for sure. Gentlemen, thank you very much for locking it in.
No drama.
Thank you.